Hi, this is Doris Mason. I'm coming to you from the Upper Shore Regional Council. And as you may or may not know, the Upper Shore Regional Council was created back in October of 2003. And the council is a regional planning and development agency. We serve Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties. And basically, we exist to foster the physical, economic, and social development of the region. Now, that is certainly a mouthful. Basically, what we do is we assist with developing the area's human and economic resources, and we also initiate and coordinate plans and projects in partnership with other key players who promote those same agendas. I would like to place some emphasis on the word partnership, because certainly there is no one entity that can support or promote all of the physical, economic, and social development that needs to happen in a region. And so the necessity is there to partner with other agencies, other community residents, legislators, etc., who across the region who are already involved with much of the work that needs to be done. The mission, in a nutshell, for the Upper Shore Regional Council, then, is to provide that support in Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne counties again. We afford opportunities to leverage federal, state, county, and local governments and give them a regional forum to identify the issues and the opportunities. And there are many. We provide leadership and planning and implementing programs that basically will improve the quality of life in the Upper Shore region of Maryland. Now, I think I may have shared in a number of forums that the regional councils are a part of not only a statewide body of partners, but we are a part of a federal body of partners. There are regional councils all over the country who focus in on rural regions and the needs of those rural regions all across America. It's really an interesting trend. We provide a support system to each other. We're part of a national organization, but here in Maryland, there are five of us, and I regularly meet with my peers. We talk about the challenges to rural development and planning, and we brainstorm along with other experts in the field how it is we can provide the support that's necessary. But I wanted to share a little bit about some of the following regional projects that we have already been a part of in the short period of time that we have existed. We have been a part of public regional transportation development. Many of you hop on some of the buses and vans that come through our area. We're going to talk more about that in the future, but we're a part of that. We have been an active and ongoing part of small business growth and economic development across the region, and we do partner on a regular basis with the economic development directors in Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties. We have also been a part of resource-based and value-added industries development, and I'll get more specific again in the future on some of our future podcasts, but we have worked with many of the agricultural industries across our region. We have leveraged federal dollars, state dollars to support those industries, as well as technical knowledge. We are an active part of Maryland Broadband, a part of that managing board, part of the creation of it, and the expansion of it. So the regional councils have done so much in this region, and Upper Shore Regional Council specifically, you know, in Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties. But we're so excited about broadening our horizons a bit, broadening the base of what it is we do, to go beyond some of our economic development that we've done and do more related to the physical and the social development, working with health and human services across the region, et cetera, et cetera. I have some primary projects that are identified in my scope of the work, and I'm hoping that those projects touch a multitude of our residents here. But one of the things that I think is really exciting is that here at the Upper Shore Regional Council, we try to get out in the community. We try to be a part of listening to what it is your needs are. And as we do the podcast in the future, we are going to be talking with some of you directly about what it is you see as needs in the community as it relates to the physical, economic, and social development of our region. We want to optimize that area. And we feel like the only way to do that is to listen to what it is our residents are saying. What are the experts in each of the fields saying? What are our legislators saying? What are the businesses and industries that are strong in our region? What are they saying? And so we want to hear your voice. And that is part of the reason why we're initiating these podcasts. We want to hear what you think is important. And then we want to become that resource to help leverage what it is we need to push forth the development in those arenas. So again, physical, economic, and social development of the region. And the region for us is Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties. And so that's exciting to me. I will share with you that if you go to our website, UpperShoreRegionalCouncil.org, you can find out more about our organization. But we are going to be bringing in experts. We're going to be bringing in residents. We're going to be talking to you, offering you technical knowledge around that development and what it is you can expect from us as a resource. It really is all about partnering, all about relationship building, and hearing again what the needs are, and then thinking about how it is as groups of partners, whether we're public-private partnerships, whether we're community-based citizens groups, whether we're legislators or experts in our various technical fields, if we can all come around the table, do some of that planning, do some of that development, then we literally can optimize the physical, economic, and social resources that are here for all of our benefit across the region. That region, again, is Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties.